For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Both have to go into the office a week, a month, and it's never the same week. So this was supposed to be my week to go into the office. So we had already secured, you know, the daycare for him to go. Only I found out at literally the last minute that I had been approved for my time off this week. So I've been off all this week. But it was like, well, we don't want to play the daycare lady. Plus, you know, I can get shit done while he's gone. So, yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
Blown away. I've been around that kid and I've been around Mama Bear. The fact that she let someone else touch that baby is a shock.
She's a really nice woman. I can't lie to y'all. I wish that she doesn't speak English very well. So I wish that she spoke a little bit better English because there's somewhat of a language barrier. But at least he'll learn Spanish. And I wanted him to learn Spanish and Mandarin anyway. So fuck it.
I mean, we were going to think of playing baseball with him there.
I mean, John Cena would teach a Mandarin, Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
You just can't see him. You can't see him during the lessons, but that's all right.
How cute did he look, though, dressed up as Cena? Like, come on,
that
yo.
That was great. That was awesome.
I don't want to turn this into, oh, my God, I love my kid. I don't want to be Peter B. Parker from the Spider-Verse, but my kid's fucking awesome, man. I don't give a fuck.
There he is.
Hey,
and he comes back.
Hey, fuck the show. Let's just hang out with Bash on show.
DWF 403. Yeah. Screw it, it's Bash.
No, I think we'll have a show still when DP jumps on.
I mean, he did jump on. You might want to see a. Too many people might have scared him away.
Fuck this. That's what he said.
No, he's coming.
It's not.
Yeah, it cut out again.
What about now?
Well, no, that's good so far. Yeah.
Okay, did y'all not hear what I said?
No.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay, Amber said I shouldn't repeat it, so I won't.
Shit!
Something
that's
about
why you should.
No, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying his sneakers got stolen at the daycare, and I'm trying hard not to get into my xenophobic bag.
I told you to shut up about that, Chris.
And they got lost.
You're on mute again.
Convenient mute is convenient as soon as
yeah,
she comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
What about now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, now.
Flat. Let me know what cord you need. I'll get it for you, dog. Because, like, we got to get this fixed.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, like that. We only heard you laugh, and
nothing. You should just use your computer mic, bro. I know you don't like the way you sound with it. Chris,
let's start up a GoFundMe.
But we can't GoFundMe. If we can't hear what you're saying, it doesn't matter what you sound like.
But the trick is all the money will get funneled to me and I'll just buy him a decent microphone and keep the profits for myself. I mean, that's what a true attorney would do, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Touche. And as back in Sigliari, I probably owe you some tribute anyway.
There you go.
Tribute.
It's win-win. Hey, everybody. Everyone. Chris needs a mic. Let's give Dave $20.
Tony, get your fucking... Get your fucking shine box. Let's go, man.
Oh, fuck. I'll check with DP here.
DWI 403, get your shine box.
That's only if Tony's been recording for a cold open.
I've been recording since Platt started talking.
Yeah, good.
Daycare.
Good motherfucker.
I was about to say, Dan messaged the group saying he was going to be late, and I said, it's okay, we're going to have Andrew, so he's going to make the coldest of opens, so it's fine.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, the coldest of opens?
I know what it means.
You can make an entire case go on forever is what I'm saying. I mean, a case
that was, you can't make a point.
That was the magic. That was the magic of Andrew and Chris. They could not give two shits about something and make it fucking last for 20 minutes and actually sound interesting.
Yeah.
Because deep down they just hate each other.
Yeah, I used to be in the background. I would look over and just be like, "Are you guys fucking recording yet?"
Yeah, and you'd be like, it's 11 o'clock, why are you still recording? Oh, we're only on topic 3.
Yeah. All right, fuck it, I'm just going to keep playing Madden.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many times I heard that same sentiment?
Just out of nowhere, me, what the fuck? It's like midnight, why? You're also halfway down a bottle.
Topic 4.
AJ, where's all this wild turkey you were talking about, man?
It was just the horse shit. I got moonshine instead.
I got some wild turkey. I got some wild turkey for the show. You'll hear it.
Good God.
Oh, boy.
Is it the WKRP turkey drop? Did you get that?
No.
Why not?
Hey, that's a throwback right there. That's deep in the crates right there.
I was about to say, everyone except for probably me and Ray should have gotten that, and I've gotten it because I know that fucker down there.
I know the show, I just don't know the drop.
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, come on, Ray.
What do you mean, what is it? The actual, like, whole... What the fuck? The whole...
Is it the episode?
How's he word it? The actual Thanksgiving episode where he says something to the effect of, I swear to God, I thought turkeys could fly because they literally drop turkeys from a helicopter. That's why it's called the turkey drop, because they thought turkeys could fucking fly. And that was the whole, like, punchline to the episode. So it's raining fucking turkeys.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
What, raining turkeys? Dropping turkeys out of a helicopter? How un-American are you wearing a Kurt Angle shirt?
Yeah, you should really know better, Kurt Angle.
Leave my nipples alone.
Oh, the scientist is back.
Yay! There he is.
He's up in that little corner.
Any audio now?
We can hear
you. He is up in the little corner. I didn't even know that little corner existed.
I didn't either.
I live in my little corner.
Went from the shine box to putting DP in the corner. No one puts DP in the
corner.
There
you go. That's right.
All right. Well,
what?
Let's. We might as well just get to it because we got all the good people here, and I'm already recording, Dan, so you don't have to worry about anything today. Sit back and
real quick,
get a drink.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yep. I wonder what's the over under on how many times Chris is going to ask us that this show.
15.
6.
Ray's got 10 and a half.
We're going with 9? Oh, Chris, we're doing 9 again?
Sorry, my German. Nine.
No, the best part about that was Chris actually gets in on the action at the end and goes, no, I would start it around 3.
I would start it around 3. 33?
Okay, well.
9 here is divisible by 3, so does that count for anything?
There you go, there's 3.
But there's I'm 3 still degrees. Good, right?
Yes, yeah, that's 2. Okay. That's 2, and here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the DWI Thanksgiving Extravaganza!
Oh, people
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. Welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom. Let me talk to you.
Baby!
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dots.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah. Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am joined, as always, by DPP and the trivia trickster himself, AJ Velez. But like you heard pre-show, a bunch of voices and another crazy open. As welcome to the DWI Thanksgiving extravaganza with special guests. Ray Cash is here. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
And muted.
Yeah.
Save me from this.
Are you the IT guy? All right, we're going to move on. Andrew, you're muted, but I'm going to introduce you next, so get ready for it. It's none other than the IWC War Chief, Andrew Belez.
Can you hear me? Like, am I still muted? Are we good?
Oh, God.
You're sounding like another person that's on
please
the
don't let this
yeah,
be
man,
the. Please don't let this the running joke of the show. All right, and the man who has been asking us if we can hear him, and I hope we can, back on the DWI podcast, Christopher Platt. Welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Greetings and salutations, wrestling world. I am doing fantastically well and only getting better. Thank you for asking.
All right, glad to see you, buddy. And, of course, the most prestigious, he's the oldest, and our best friend, it's Dave Ungar. He can't be mad. He's the only one with his own sound effect. And he's muted.
He's
too.
Still muted.
And
though.
He's also
not mad at all.
This is.
Yeah. Can't even tell.
There you go. Yeah. God damn it.
Come on. We couldn't just make fun of Ray.
We're like amateurs or something.
You can't.
This whole show is just going to be your muted.
See, that's the age coming in. We're just like, huh?
I'm on mute. DWI 403. I mean, you're muted.
Yeah.
Turn down the volume. I can't see the address.
This is what happens when you don't give your employees vacation time.
That's right.
Not Thanksgiving till
that's right,
tomorrow.
There will be no slander of my personal consigliere on these airwaves. I will not allow it.
It's okay, Chris.
Platt, you should know better. On Chairshot Radio, no one is safe.
Yeah. All right, let's.
All we need is to get him out in here, and we can really go off on me. So
let's do this. Let's do this real quick, and let everybody know what we're talking about.
Real quick,
we're gonna do this, and have I turned my volume back up? Because I always do this. And I appreciate you making fun of me, Andrew.
Well, did you bring Red Stapler?
Well, we're waiting.
Sorry, I was getting jumped by dogs, but it's the Big Show.
Yeah, triple threat.
Da.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. Sounds amazing, guys. Great work. This
sounds
week,
better than
listening.
This week. You asked for it, now you're going to get it.
Hey, triple threats do sound amazing until you realize it's Steve Buscemi and Edward James Olmos.
Okay.
Wow, okay, that was a reference and a half. Holy crap, okay.
Go ahead, Andrew. I know you want to say something.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
We're going to run down the...
Let it be known that for once, Andrew bit his tongue on saying something.
We're gonna run down the Survivor Series card.
As soon as the little man was walking by, so I'm like, no.
Oh, that's fair.
Dan, ring the bell for yourself because that was awesome as well.
Please tear it up.
We're going to run down the Survivor Series card. We're going to get into Thanksgiving, where you're going, what you're taking, and a little bit of NFL talk as we head into Week 12. So, DPP, I'm not going to pick. I'm just going to tell you to ring the bell, not now, after this commercial break.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, here we go. I mean, we're all excited for Survivor Series, right? I mean, Andrew, you're even excited. You ready for Randy Orton to come back? Big War Games match. Eh.
Just keep it going.
Okay. I can't wait for it. I'm ready to go. Let's get right into the card. And Santos Escobar and Carlito.
Carlos Escobar.
I seen Carlos Santana. I seen Carlito and Santos, and I put that. I said Carlos. It was like a shortcut. Well, AJ,
Wait, it's Carlos Escobar versus Tony Khan in a cocaine on a pole match.
That would be a better match.
Everybody loses.
No. Add Teddy Hart to it. Make it a three-way.
I don't want someone to die.
That's your loss. You said add Teddy Hart.
That's your solution to everything, Chris. Add Teddy Hart to it.
Oh, you're right. Nobody will die because there's no women involved.
Exactly. There you go.
Just because I'm wearing a Davey Richards shirt.
I actually have a funny Teddy Hart story, but I can't say it on air. So remind me when we stop recording.
Consigliere, please take care of your client.
That's what our
Patreon account is for, Chris. Yeah. You know this already.
Way to give the listeners blue balls.
Say, I thought it was for me, like reading Shakespeare with my toes out, pros and toes, you know?
That's your OnlyFans account, Chris.
Touche, Dave. Touché.
You know, he's thought about this. It came up way too quick. He already knew the name. He's been thinking about it.
Pros and toes. Yeah, wow. I've been thinking about it, goddammit.
No.
Are you, like, training like Dwight? Are you training like Dwight at the office right now? Just 5 minutes a day, and in 1 year, I can be fluent writing with my feet. And then Jim challenges him to drink a cup of coffee.
I'm just saying, man, the cold open, man. We just send our baby to daycare this week, and Amber was working, so I took the time to do a little self-care. Got a haircut, got a mani and pedi, and my toes are looking glorious right now. So if anybody out there is interested, I'll let your boy at the Real C Platt. We can make something happen, man. I will do something strange for a little piece of change.
So you hear that? OnlyFans.com/TheRealCPlatt so you can see some petty toes.
He's not even asking for an OnlyFans wall. He's just asking for a DM. That's about it. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, Kreba!
I got a baby to feed, and apparently we got to buy him new shoes because they got mysteriously lost at daycare. So, yeah, at TheRealCPlatt, holla at me, man. We can make something happen. A lot of your favorite indie wrestlers do the same type of shit. You just don't hear about it. That's real.
That's not wrong. Yeah.
Oh, this is such an easy show for me. I don't have to do anything.
You don't even have to bring up topics. I don't even remember what the first topic
was. Well, it
was
Carlito and Santos Escobar.
Carlos Escobar versus Tony Khan.
Yeah,
it was about
the...
I thought it was something about plateaus.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ring the bell.
No,
ring the
that's
bell
a better
for yourself.
Name for the episode now.
That's funny.
It was Pablo Escobar versus the Wrath of Khan on a pole match.
Too much.
Okay, but in all seriousness, it's Carlito versus Santos Escobar, formerly known as...
Yeah, we can skip that match. That match doesn't Phantasma. Really mean a whole hell of a lot. What about the women's War Games? Because I think we've paid all of our attention, and we'll get to the men's War Games last, because we've been waiting to see, is Drew actually going to join the Judgment Day? It seems like Cody basically gave it away. They're telling you Randy Orton's going to be there. But on the women's side, Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, and Becky to take on Damage Control. Start with Ray here. What do you think of this women's match? What are you looking for here?
I'm looking for another Asian person to kick Bayley out because right now it's 4-1.
True. Very true.
Is Dakota?
Dakota.
Dakota's
she's half, not in the
half Samoan.
She's not cleared yet, I don't think.
But I'm saying the group damage control. Like,
for right now, it's just Bayley, Asuka, Io, and Kairi. It's 4-on-4 for this one.
I'm not talking about the match.
No, I know. I'm just saying. We're talking about. She's Kiwi. It's Asian enough.
She's Samoan.
It's Asian enough.
She's from New Zealand, but she's actually Samoan. So,
very progressive.
I mean, to be fair though, Samoa to Asia, that's like Milwaukee to Cleveland. Like it's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
So you're from Milwaukee, Chris?
Fuck no. And shut up, Ray. Because I know. I already know.
So I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I'm a little sick. I'm a little tired of the Super Friends. I don't like that Becky was the person they chose. However, the way they did it was kind of cool. Shotzi, hey, get ready to see them lights, baby. I just the only question I have is, do they do the Bayley kick out now, or do they save it for the Rumble? Because that's where we're going. We're going to Bayley Eel at WrestleMania.
You feel like you could get more out of it, don't you?
I do. However, Bayley got to get the fans back.
She hasn't been overly uncomfortable. I mean, I could see Bayley taking the loss here, actually, and possibly and having the rest of the, you know, that can start some descent. You know, maybe we don't.
Tony, I have one question for you. One question. And this was shut down the conversation. Name me the last match Shotzi Blackheart has won.
I don't know. I fast forward a lot.
She's losing.
Something NXT.
She's losing. She's losing. She's absolutely losing.
Okay, Dave.
She went over versus her hair.
She for a good that, reason, by the no, way. She did that for her sister, I think, right?
Yeah.
She's Asian. Is she going to join that group and kick Bayley out? You know, is she going to turn?
I mean, while you're playing,
I mean, she might.
The Philippines is right around the corner from Japan.
Who the hell?
Yeah, that's even more adjacent than Samoa. So.
Yeah, that's Samoa thing.
Yeah, but the in the Asian community, the Filipinos are kind of like how the blacks are here in America. That's kind of how that works.
Well, that's because they're Hispanic. They're half Hispanic.
But you know, it's. Let me stop, man. I'm just gonna shut the fuck up, Dave. Now,
I thought you were gonna say. Who is this? You know what? I'm gonna stop before I get myself into trouble. Group?
Who's the Filipino
is
you guys talk about adding?
Is this where Julia comes? Like you know all the shit they talk.
No, that's not happening. I mean, I think Ray's onto something. Bailey's definitely getting booted out of this thing. Whether they add a fourth Asian. competitor or not, I don't know. You know, Xia Li's one, I'd say that might work, you know, although she's not Japanese, but she's got some issues with Becky. I'm curious just to see at some point in this match, you know, Becky and Charlotte are going to implode. That's going to happen because it's got to happen. And that might be what turns the match in the tide of damage control. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. It's a tough one to call who's going to win this one because, I think Damage Control wins this thing. And I think Ray's got a point. Shotzi is a really low-hanging fruit as far as who's going to take the fall in this one. So, yeah, I like Damage Control in this one. I think the Becky-Charlotte dynamic is going to be very, very interesting.
Go ahead, Chris.
I guess I'm going to say something somewhat controversial. And, you know, I'm not all
you,
about...
No, never Chris Platt.
Do you want me to save it for you, motherfucker?
When do you need permission? Just come on. It's been a while, but let's get
going. Just treat this as pause war. That's all you got to do.
Like, I mean, let's be honest, man. I have absolutely positively, no problem with equality. And I like that people in the wrestling business are now showing or giving credence to the women's division because there's a couple... And by a couple, I mean two on this continent, you know, companies that book a really solid women's division. But I don't feel like just because you have a men's war games that you necessarily have to have a women's war games. And I guess there's some loose threads here because, you know, Shotzi, she had her beef with Bayley and Damage Control. So there are, and Becky did as well over on Raw. Like, there are some loose threads that you can kind of tie together here. But I feel like they're just doing this because they're having a men's wars games. As far as the actual outcome, yeah, Ray hit the nail on the head. You know, Shotzi Blackheart is definitely taking the pin here, you know.
Andrew, do you have any thoughts here on this WWE women's matchup?
I guess I could just be the dissenting opinion here because Shotzi has been on a 5-match winning streak against Bayley at house shows. So if they're pushing Shotzi beating Bayley at house shows down people's throats, that might be setting up for something down the line. So Bayley getting pinned and then not understanding what Io, Asuka, and Kairi are saying, talking shit about her and just kind of giggling and playing along again, that could kind of leak into a rumble or some kind of bigger blow off and kicking her out of Damage Control. So I think Damage Control loses this one, and I think Bayley eats the pin.
Folks, we're about to have the ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot Balazs back to back moment of the show. Go ahead, AJ, you're up next.
Okay, I guess we're calling it that. I mean, it makes sense that Andrew's here because Damage Control is now his Asian persuasian here, but
it wouldn't be possible without this show.
It wouldn't be possible without talking about Japanese wrestling, right?
It's still Asian.
Wow. Good one, but wow.
No, I don't hate the fact there's a women's war games match along with a men's war games match. Because for some reason, I don't know if anyone else has realized, Io Sky has been in every War Games match since they've brought back War Games. She's literally Mrs. War Games at this moment. But I agree with everyone else. I think Bayley takes the pin. You know, Asuka, Io, and Kairi talk shit, like was said before. Try to play nice, like, oh, no, we're not saying anything mean about you. Baka. But
it's like the one word you got, isn't it?
Hype. Anyway. Two motherfucker. I mean,
anybody that ever goes to the nail salon, man, they can relate to that because you always feel like they're talking shit about you when they speak their fucking tongue.
So how was your Manny Petty experience?
Frank Costanza?
You just people talking shit about you the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, Frank!
Platt caught on to Sandrin because he talked shit about him.
My shit is flying, but yeah, they're not talking shit about me, but I'm going to tell you like this, man, because as soon as Bash gets a firm grasp on English, we're going to find somebody to teach him Mandarin, and we're going to go to the nail salon just to make sure they're not talking shit.
They're usually not to be overly racist.
Such an episode of Seinfeld.
Not to be overtly racist, but they're usually Vietnamese.
No. Let me explain. That's not the reason I want him to learn Mandarin. That let me just put that out there. Like, that's not the reason.
I mean, there's over a billion of them.
That's
learn
good.
That.
That's good because I think a majority of them are Korean.
What, nail salons or Vietnamese? The majority.
So
we are dipping into a whole new level.
Wow. The thoughts of the people on the
I'm not stereotyping. I'm just telling like the ones I know of their Korean. Mandarin. So Mandarin wouldn't help.
To become a very big fan
like
of K-pop.
It could be fucking
save us.
They could be
flashback as well.
They could be fucking.
He's gonna have to have the full well-rounded experience on the continent of Asia.
Listen,
throw in some Russian in there too.
Listen,
just Asia.
They could be German and only service 9 toes, okay? It's the same thing. Mandarin wouldn't help. You see what I'm trying to say?
You made it worse about servicing 9 toes. You literally made it worse.
Pros and 9 toes. Would take one off, Platt. You'll be super special. Pros and 9 toes. DP, why don't you give us your thoughts on the women's war games match?
I'm always looking forward to War Games matches. I'm looking forward to this one, too. I don't have any problem with there being a men's and women's War Games match. I think I'm on the boat of Bayley taking the fall for this one as well. Like, I get the idea that, Shotzi's just in there and she's the one that takes the fall. And I always say, everything points to one thing. Not going to happen. So it seems like that makes a lot of sense for Bayley to take the pin. Or tap out or quit or whatever. And I think this continues on until close to Royal Rumble, somewhere along that line, before they really break up the group. Like, I think, I think you said, you know, there's a lot more to it that they can do. They could stretch this out a little further, make fun of Bayley a little bit. She doesn't know what's going on. And then eventually turn, give her time to get that the fans on her side again, be the baby face going against Io at WrestleMania. Like you said, Ray, it's that's where they're going. So, you know, we'll get there, but I think they got time to before the breakup here.
Do we see the wacky inflatable Bayley buddy tubes at WrestleMania?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you guys suck. Go ahead, Chris.
We are way past that.
That was a fun thing.
CGI
to do,
Bayley buddies.
That was a That was a fun, the AR and shit. But that was
notice
a fun
you just
moment.
Said, oh God, and not no, they aren't. So like that's what we're getting.
No,
you
when you put we do that, that may be the case. But that was a fun segment when they did the segment explaining why Kyrie was there. And all of them went to hug her. And she was like, don't hug me. I don't do that no more. Like, that was a kind of a little fun callback.
No, that was a good callback. Not gonna lie.
Just real quick, man. I just have to say this because I don't want it to make it sound like I'm being misogynistic. I have no problem whatsoever with a woman's War Games match. I just feel like it was thrown together haphazardly because there's a men's War Games match. Because, you know, and we're going to talk about the men's match, but that makes sense because Judgment Day has been running shit over on Raw really since after WrestleMania. And everybody that's involved in that match has had some run-ins with the Judgment Day. And I guess on the other side, you know, people have had
just as long.
Everybody that has had on the women's side has had run-ins with Damage Control. But it just seems thrown together haphazardly to me. And maybe that's just me. And I don't know. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. I don't know.
The only thing that I don't like is the throw-in of Becky Lynch. I understand Becky Lynch, big name. She just had her 0-60 Jeopardy match and everything else about a week ago. But do we really need Bayley in this War Games match? Or not Bayley, Becky.
Yes. Oh, I was about to say you definitely.
I meant to say Becky. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't drank enough moonshine yet.
Dave wants to jump in there. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, Bayley needs to be in the match, yes. Becky definitely not.
So yeah, but what else do they have for her? You know, and who else are you gonna put in there?
That was the question. Who else?
If that's the case, then
well, there is an obvious person to put in there, but
that don't need to be there yet. So,
she doesn't need to be there yet.
She's not ready for that yet.
You don't really need Jade Cargill. I know they would probably throw her in there for like a Randy Orton type effect that we'll talk about later, but Becky kind of just got thrown in there because, you know, we need the Justice League inside for the face team in general.
Well, they did.
Like that's how it felt like.
They did the same thing on the men's side.
The one thing that made it okay for me was all night, everybody that they chose, Damage Control jumped. And they kept saying, there's one person that we know you can call, Charlotte, you got to call it. And Charlotte hesitated all night to call her. So they did tell a story with it. Because remember, Charlotte and Becky have not had anything to do with each other on screen since they had that falling out with the dumbass change of titles.
But no, then so that goes into
they
the
faced
men's
each other at Survivor Series.
Yeah, but then that also goes into the men's War Game match because they were like, hey, can we bring someone from SmackDown? Sammy, can you call KO and see if he can do it? Apparently he can't. We can't get SmackDown people. But Becky's on Raw and she's on SmackDown. Okay.
But they announced their team before.
KO's suspended also.
But remember, what? Damage Control.
So he's free agent basically. Before. He's basically no
hold
barred.
He's a SmackDown guy and he's suspended right now is the story.
This is the funny part, though, because I'm saying this, but watch the women's War Games be the better of the two War Games matches. You know what I mean? While I'm saying what I'm saying.
And don't sleep on the fact that there is a very serious story being told with Nick Aldis being a dick to Adam Cole. What's the boy's name? Scrap Daddy.
Adam Pearce.
On purpose, right?
Oh, so weird.
You and I, Ray, we've talked about this offline, so please continue. Please.
I want to see them go, but You're talking to AJ about how Becky was able to come to SmackDown, but they couldn't get someone from the men's team couldn't get someone from SmackDown because Nick Aldis is being a dick. And like they're showing that story that Nick Aldis is doing is not letting Adam Pearce do anything that he's doing on the other side. So right, it's all added.
What you're saying makes sense, but I know so badly you want to say Adam is a dick because I'm on here.
No, I don't, because I love you. Even though, well, wait till we get to the trivia, and then you might be a dick.
I don't have trivia.
Yeah, dick.
Oh, well, then you're good. You're good.
I was burnt the fuck out today at work, so I didn't do trivia.
Yo, Aldis and Pierce are about to mess around and steal the show at WrestleMania this year. It's happening, y'all.
My money's on the NWA World Champion.
All right, we gotta keep moving.
I see what you did there.
We gotta keep moving. Here's what we're gonna do: a little lightning round, okay? You're gonna have 30 seconds to talk about Gunther defending the IC title against The Miz and Rhea defending the Women's World Championship about Zoe. Give me what you expect: title changes, yes, no, indifferent, and you keep going until you get gobbled off. All right, DP, why don't you kick us off here? What are your thoughts here on the chances of either of those two titles, and what kind of matches do you expect? You got 30 seconds. Go.
0% chance of either of those titles changing hands, guaranteed there. Zoe Stark, I think, is just going to, she's going to be the scrappy underdog, keeps getting, almost getting close, but Rhea's just going to dominate that match. I think The Miz will give a good match to Gunther. Yeah, I don't see any reason that he's going to win this thing either. Gunther's carrying this thing for a while. It's just a way to try and get The Miz even more over as a babyface, which is very surprising that they're doing this. But, he's getting the job done. He's a good talker, so it's always fun to watch him.
You're done. Ray, go ahead.
And still, keep it moving. Gobble, gobble.
Oh, you got nothing to say?
Gunther's going to chop The Miz all the way back to Hollywood, and Zoe's still calling for Trish to try to get her over. I like Zoe. It's not happening. Come on, man. These two champions are more dominant than Roman. Think about that.
Dave?
Yeah, I think both of these champions are retaining. I would actually give The Miz a slightly better chance than Zoe if either one was going to win, simply because they may just be annoyed with Chris Jericho and they want to have The Miz match his record for IC title reigns. But they're not that petty, and that's not happening, and Gunther's retaining this thing, and Zoe, no, she's got no chance against Rhea.
They're not that petty?
They might be that petty, but to wipe out Gunther's reign over that, I'm saying they're not that petty, Ray.
Andrew?
Which variant are you today, anyway? Never mind.
No.
He who remains. You have nothing to say?
No. We're all in the same.
He's giving you the WCW NWO Kevin Nash role.
Okay, Chris, you can't carry time over, so you still only get 30 seconds.
I mean, Rhea Ripley is the wrestler of the year, point blank, period. You know, Roman is, we all love Roman, but he's not there every week, so it's Rhea Ripley. In terms of the Intercontinental Championship match, I don't understand the Miz face turn. It just never works, but you know Gunther is going to win this.
All right. And AJ, lastly.
Out of the two championship matches, The Miz has a better chance of winning because WWE is that petty, and they will, quote-unquote, tie Chris Jericho's record until Jericho says that he won the IWGP Intercontinental, so he's a 10-time Intercontinental champion, but potato, potato, all that shit. If anyone's going to win a championship and not in this show, it's going to be The Miz. So that's how that's going to work. But Gunther, Rhea, they win. Moving on to this amazing main event.
I don't know. I think it'd be really crazy if Zoe won. I think that's a lot more far-fetched. But if you want to move someone up into the next atmosphere, like we talked about this a few months ago, at some point, people are going to lose these titles, and you're not going to always see it coming. They're not all going to get saved for WrestleMania. So I guess that's my turkey take. But yeah, I'm with Gunther and Rhea here. But like Dave said, if I had to put money on somebody, there's a possibility that they could give it to The Miz. There you go. All right. One last thing to talk about. I want to make sure we take enough time here so everybody gets their take in. It's the men's War Games match. I think everybody's looking forward to this. You got Randy Orton here now. Cody basically all but confirmed it without saying his name. Let's start with Andrew. I'm interested on your take here of the WWE. Randy Orton coming back here. Are you excited? Do you think maybe he could end up being the guy for Roman? What do you think is going to happen in this match? You got Jey Uso also kind of took a little aback that Randy was coming back. If you looked at his facial expression when he heard. So what do you think? How are you liking the Judgment Day so far, too? Possible cash in here?
You think I follow it enough to really give a shit of what the like smaller
that's
threads
why
I, are?
Basically, that's why I kind of
like
laid out the whole
cool.
thing
I
for
like
you.
I like Randy. Like he's coming back. That's good. But like Judgment Day is all sizzle, no steak. Really? I really don't give a shit about anybody cashing in. Like they've just been the cool squad and they lose a lot. So who gives a shit? But it'll be a good match. That's really the only thing I'm going to take from it. I have no interest in delving deeper.
Okay. Hold on, Tony. Before you keep going.
Oh, here we go.
Drew, you're telling me that you don't want to be part of the Judgment Day?
I haven't done that voice in so long. Let's see. How does Drew McIntyre sound? No, I don't think I can actually do it anymore. That's not. You might be trying to do Fergal, but I can't really do Drew anymore. I'm still kind of on that recovery level, so let's not really go deep into this. But I don't need to be part of the Judgment Day. I just want to get Jey Uso in a cage and beat the shit out of him.
Sound like Colin Farrell.
I know.
That's my point.
He has not done it in a while. I'm not gonna lie, but I wanted to see if he could still do it because his used to
not
be better
spot,
than mine.
No. Nick.
Go ahead, AJ.
I mean, I love the inclusion of Randy Orton in this. And correction, I love the fact that Cody Rhodes avoided every single facet of saying Randy Orton's in the match by not saying Randy Orton's in the match, saying that he's got a legacy with somebody. I don't know why they're looking at him as prey because we have the Apex Predator. And everyone else is chanting his name because you're not hearing voices. They're right. So I'm loving the fact that Randy Orton's on here. That's why I think Andrew gives about 0.01% of a shit about this match. It's still more of a shit than he would have given about a week ago. But I love the fact that Randy's coming back. I said Randy was going to be coming back because it was just fucking obvious. Not some cock meat punk or some shit like that. So I'm happy. I will be loving this match when I watch it because Randy Orton may or may not RKO Rhea Ripley, and we're not ready for that shit, but I'm all for it.
That second back-to-back Belaz moment was brought to you by thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You're making this a thing, aren't you?
I don't know. Shit happens. Ray, how you doing over there,
you
buddy?
You just got your shitty version of New Heights.
Of what?
Oh, that does kind of sound like Jason Kelsey. That's pretty good. Okay. Hey, Tony.
Hi. Go ahead. Bob. Men's War Games.
So I am. I think it's gonna be a very good match. They have. I'm ready for this to be the end of these groups' feuds. I'm really tired of them. However, this is the perfect kind of amalgamation of people, as a T word, to have some very, very fun fireworks. First and foremost, MVP of the match is going to be the... Thank you, sir. MVP of the match is going to be JD McDonough. Telling you.
Big
that
Head?
That kid... Yeah, Big Head, yes. Yeah, they're going to throw him around like a medicine ball, and he's going to be the connective tissue. It's going to be fantastic, and he's going to earn every bit of the money he makes that night. Secondly, Randy, coming back is fun, but it's not as fun for me because we know we're getting Cody... Roman, whatever DeMarco talking, and Greg knows way more than I'll ever know.
I don't think
ain't no way Cody. In hell they're doing Roman versus.
I don't think we're getting Randy Cody and Roman
at WrestleMania. It's not. Then okay, both Greg and Tony are both crazy and wrong. We're getting Cody Roman too. But I would like to see an expanded Randy Cody feud where Randy comes back, helps them win the match, and then turns on Cody.
Ray. Roman Cody 2, I would have to. Cuidado. Mucho cuidado. Mucho caution, Ray.
Don't make streams, Tony.
How dare you cut that off midway?
He's the king of mixed drinks. Haven't you ever met two pitchers, Margarita Tunney? Come on.
I've only had one beer so far. I'm like waiting for the right time to get up and go grab another one.
Go grab two pitchers of margaritas?
No.
But that's last thing. People have talked about it. I don't know how they can do it. But I am hoping to see them try to do the cash in during the match. Because the logistics of that is going to be wild as fuck to see whether it works or doesn't. Just the idea of that being a thing will, I think, elevate that match because of the intrigue. Because can you imagine a world where Priest cashes in the middle of the match and wins the world title while the match is still going on? Like, that could be crazy just to see. I'm really interested in seeing that.
I would love to see McIntyre win this War Games for Judgment Day and take out kind of continuous feud with Seth. Beat Seth for it, and as they're celebrating, Damian Priest cashes in on Drew McIntyre, and they kick him back out of the Judgment Day.
Well, Drew isn't in Judgment Day. It's a handshake deal for the match.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. If you slow roll it, you can kind of drag that out to Royal Rumble.
Yeah, no, nobody wants to see Drew versus Priest. And I think they're saving Drew for that's 2 months. Remember, no PLE, so that's every fucking Raw. I think they're saving Drew for Drew Brock 2 at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's possible. Let's get back. Drew keeps
talking about, bitching about him losing that match and everything went downhill after that. Who was the person involved?
Yeah, you definitely think they'd bring Brock back for Mania season as well. Chris, why don't you jump in on the men's War Games?
Look in my eyes. What do you see? My son now has a red booty. I'm kidding. I think that Drew gets the fall here in this War Games match because let's keep it a buck, man. Drew is either going to be Cody's occupation before we get to Mania, or he's going to be his first opponent coming out of Mania. That's where we're heading here. Are we going to talk about the Shinsuke Nakamura situation or not? Okay, cool.
Yes.
So I said what I said.
We are. We're going to talk about it.
Oh.
DP.
That was me audibly sighing, by the way, if you didn't get
it. I appreciate it because I was still muted about that.
I'm with Ray on this one. I'm really interested. I'm hoping to see something with the cash in. I think you got something there with how they could really make that work. While War Games is going on, that would be really cool to see. Love to see that. However they get there, I think there's a lot of opportunity coming out of this. Because, right, this is the blow-off of the kind of feud between Judgment Day and these guys. So what's coming out after that? Because I would love to see, Ray, did you say this one too? Randy Orton actually RKOs Cody or Seth. Like, he turns kind of at the end. I could totally see that happening. Randy Orton just going rogue, not necessarily turning heel or whatever. But I mean, you got Orton versus Rhodes, Orton versus Rollins.
Orton's kind of got to that
Drew
point.
Drew McIntyre in there versus Rhodes.
Orton's kind of got to that point like Austin did. You can't really turn him heel. You know what I mean?
Right. Which is perfect for him right here because he can RKO everybody in that damn ring and the crowd's going to love it. And he could feud with anybody out of this, you know? Even Damian Priest, make Damian Priest even higher than he is now by having him feud with Randy Orton. Like, you got a lot of options here. And I'm looking for the aftermath, of this match and how crazy it's going to get and where they're going to turn people because this being kind of the blow-off feud, something's going to happen here, whether it's Priest getting on his way out of Judgment Day and breaking away or Orton doing some kind of turn and having some feuds coming out with Cody going towards WrestleMania. So I'm looking forward to it.
Dave, what do you think here, bud?
Well, I love Ray's idea, and I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, what if there's a cash-in? Because Judgment Day has the advantage, right? So there could be a point where they decide a 2-on-1 cash in on Seth in the middle of the match before all the guys are in, before the War Games officially begins. That'd be fucking crazy to see. You know, of course, that requires Seth to, you know, be the man that he is and decide I'm going to get in like number one or two instead of waiting for the end. I don't see that happening.
It feels like it's a red herring that Seth Rollins is going to be the guy to represent Team Anti-Judgment Day.
Well, I think this match is very similar to the women's match. You know, on one side, you've got a cohesive faction. Well, the women are sort of cohesive, not exactly. But on the other side, it's just this super team of people you've put together. I do like the fact that Drew, you know, here's a situation. I mean, I just thought of this. I mean, this would be fucking crazy, but I could see Drew like putting Seth down with the Claymore and, you know, getting the pin. And then Damian Priest after the match deciding to cash in. And at that point you hear a Cult of Personality hit. And then Punk comes down and Ray's throwing his stuff away. And he ends up like, you know, chasing Damian Priest off, that he hits Seth with the GTS and off they go on their feud. So I would be okay with that if they want to bring him back that way, you know. But other than that wild scenario, which Tony would love, but other than that, I would say I think Judgment Day wins this one. I think you guys are right. Drew gets that Claymore in on one of these guys, and Judgment Day gets the win. The Punk thing is just fantasy. It's like booking by Tony, sort of.
Let's talk about. Did you ever hear the story about that? By Menon. Like Carrot Top wrote that.
Speaking of a booking by Tony, can I give you a booking by Ray?
I'm just kidding. Carrot Top didn't write that.
if Punk's coming back, what if Rhea is the reason he came back to become the actual leader of Judgment Day and they kick Priest out?
There's a reason why the Nexus died.
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers,
I join the Judgment Day.
Again, there's a reason why the Nexus moves. Died.
Go ahead. Like, lay it on me. Does anybody think he's going to show
up?
I think.
What do you see? Excuse me, because I have to pee.
Oh my god.
That would be my reaction if Punk returned, yeah.
I am a cancer in the locker room scene.
That doesn't do it. That was you gotta rhyme it now with the next line.
No.
For the record, I don't think Punk's coming back, but you know, if they wanted to do something wild, you know, that would be a good ending.
I asked him. He hasn't gotten back to me yet. I asked him if he had any plans for Saturday
Christ,
night.
He didn't block you for that shit.
Why? Yeah. He asked him a question.
He's so responsive and nice to people when they ask him questions. Yeah. Yep.
They have to do something to keep some interest going into the Mania with no PLEs. Nothing but
did. It's called Randy Orton.
I'm sorry, AJ. I hate to say this because Randy is a legend. I love Randy. Probably more than most people on this panel. Definitely more
I'm
than
sorry, that. Andrew exists.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
But Randy coming back in year 22 is not a big deal. I'm sorry, it's not.
Well, can I ask you guys a question? And I want to go around to the panel here because I give it, you know, the Nakamura thing. Tony, am I stepping on the Big Show sheet here?
No, this is it. We're here.
Okay, cool. I give it a 30% chance of Nakamura talking about Punk right now. I do think that CM Punk is going to be back sooner rather than later because WWE is trying to shop Raw. And, you know, what's a bigger draw than, you know, Raw? I mean, then bringing back Punk because, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, you got at least 100,000 eyes that are going to follow Punk wherever he goes. So I think that's why they're going to bring him back because they are shopping Raw. But what are the .com saying right now in terms of what Nakamura has been talking about for the better part of 2 months? Like, what are the .com saying is going to be the who do the .coms think he's going to bring out? Because you're in Chicago. They're going to be expecting Punk. I don't think Punk is going to be there, but if you don't bring them something out comparable.
That's really the question.
It's going to be all bad.
Well, that's really the question and the answer to it. The question is, is this Randy Orton? Do they think this Randy Orton announcement early is going to stop people from chanting? No, they're going to chant the whole fucking show. I guarantee
it's going to stop from the expectation of thinking it's Punk
it
in the match.
It doesn't matter. They don't give a shit what your expectations are. They just don't want them to chant CM Punk the whole time.
I don't think they care about that anymore because they've proven that they can get past
CM Punk for like 12 years.
That's my point.
It's been a
though,
long time since you've heard it in a pay-per-view.
But we're in Chicago.
WWE, you know what I mean? Pay-per-view.
But I'm saying we're in Chicago. You know that there is going to be a certain amount of fans that are going to want to expect or are going to expect Punk there. Just is what it is. I don't think it is. I think that's why they went out of their way to say that Orton was the fifth man to try to circumvent some of that.
Right.
But there's still going to be a percentage of fans that think he's going to be there. So if it's not Brock, if it's not Dwayne, whom could they possibly pull out that is going to make people feel better to say that, okay, it's not Punk, but okay, they gave us something cool.
There's one name that's been talked about that the only way they do it is if they've cut a deal with NJPW for a one-off, and that's Okada. And there's been talk about bringing in Okada. I know Andrew might have comments about this because this is more in his wheelhouse, but lots of talk about Okada being brought in. There's no way he's going to sign a long-term deal with WWE. I just don't see it. But for WWE to do something with NJPW on a one-off, kind of like to say, hey, look, we can work with these guys too.
Well, what if it's
you
like
get Okada
soccer
versus
deal?
Nakamura at Survivor Series?
What if it's like a
that's going to be good?
What if
that'd
like
be great?
What if it's like a European soccer deal where it's like, hey, he's going to be on loan starting at Survivor Series through SummerSlam, and we're going to pay his salary at that time, and we're going to give you so much money for him to be loaned.
It would show that Endeavor. And the, you know, WWE under Endeavor and under Triple H and, you know, whoever the hell is, I forget the guy's name, heading up Endeavor, is looking at the industry differently.
Well, here's
and that'd be a big
too.
Deal. That'd be
All
a
right,
big
man.
Step.
And Raw is just starting up. Raw is just starting up on a major Japanese streaming network as well. So there's that to think about in addition.
It could be
true.
Him.
Here are two things that we have to realize here. One.
I like pizza.
Andrew hasn't paid attention to New Japan since David Finlay became the leader of Bullet Club.
You think that's when I stopped paying attention? I stopped paying attention when Evil created the shitty Hot Topic House of Torture.
So before that. Two.
Yeah,
we know.
Because
knowing is half the battle.
Good one. Two. You have a better chance of the return of Scotty Goldman coming to WWE before CM Punk.
No, I disagree with that. Nothing else for a Hall of Fame nod. I would be shocked if WWE and New Japan came with the deal, given how loyal New Japan seems to have been, and they are very loyal with this deal they got with AAA. Is it CMLL or AAA? Whichever one it is.
CMLL.
And AEW, especially considering how they just worked together with this deal for Ospreay. I doubt the Okada thing happens, even though I hope it does. But I would not be shocked. This is going to sound stupid as hell to a lot of people. I wouldn't be shocked if Okada's like, I'm done with New Japan. I've done everything I can. I can always go back. I might come stateside for a couple
family,
of years.
Family, though. He like just started a family. I don't
Everybody
know how old this kid is.
And he literally has done. And he literally has done everything he could possibly do in New Japan. What else?
And he's like 29. He can go back in 3 years.
Is he gonna die?
Oh, not 29. He's like 36.
There's a lot of orphans.
He's like 34 or 36 or something.
He's been doing this that long?
Yeah. Is he gonna dye his hair? It's gonna dye his hair blue or purple this time or whatever the fuck. Like, there's not a lot left for him to do.
There's
I get that, but.
There's a lot of orphans that don't have families.
But they got to do something. So I'm thinking maybe is this the spot where they call up Bron Breakker and have him destroy Shinsuke? Because I feel like they have to do something because there's a large percentage
Bron
of fans
Breakker
in that arena
would make
that
the
are going to be.
Sense.
But there's a large percentage of fans that are going to be expecting CM Punk to be there. And I personally don't think he's going to be there, but I think he's coming in because of they're trying to negotiate a new TV rights deal. But
you overestimate how much of a fuck WWE gives, and it's very little.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about anything. If they can, if they can undermine someone, they'll just giggle their ass off.
Right. Like the common perception is like, oh, Tony got Ospreay. You know, another free agent goes to AEW. They don't give a shit. WWE could care less. So they just they're stacking up on the women's side big time.
Yeah,
that's exactly why it's the not whole
you're bringing in Julia right now. So.
No, I don't give a shit.
I don't think it's Randy Savage.
Ring the bell, DP.
Weekend at Bernie's
that's
five.
That's the lock of the week.
And that is the lock of the week. Randy Savage will not appear at Survivor Series.
This is somebody Shinsuke knows. So I could totally see it being Okada. I think, honestly, and I agree, like, WWE doesn't give a shit. They're not going to make this. It's not going to be a big blockbuster surprise or anything like that. It's going to be AJ Styles. It's going to be returning AJ Styles.
Can we acknowledge that since Shinsuke Nakamura has been on our TV screens, not just our American TV screens, since we've watched this man in New Japan, when has this motherfucker ever said something that made sense? Why do we want him to make sense now? Shinsuke just said stuff. Nobody's ever listened to what Shinsuke says. Am I lying?
Andrew, you'd be the best topic for this.
I don't even listen to what you say.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But I don't know. Shinsuke does just like to say shit sometimes because it's fun or it's interesting, and he's got his interesting way of delivering lines. But I don't know. Okada as a one-off does kind of make sense. They've done it with Liger. They've done it before. It's not something they will never do again. And WWE's working with Noah a little bit, and much like Tani brought up with the Japanese streaming service, so it's not out of the question. It could be Marufuji. I mean, he'd probably move the same needle as Okada because same kind of people watch that kind of stuff. So there's always the Marufuji button. And but AJ Styles makes a lot of sense. I like what DPP said there.
Do you think they could do a Marufuji thing and give him a Hall of Fame nod like they did with Muta?
They'd have to give him a small run because it's not like Marufuji was even in WCW or anything like that, you know, because his career started in 99 with All Japan. So he'd need to have a small run.
Well, the thing I'm going to ask Andrew is how about if they throw in Kenno at the moment since he's the GHC
champion, but he doesn't have the same kind of marquee power as Marufuji. Marufuji is still trained in All Japan.
Know Tunny is dying for a beer because the Belai are talking about Japan.
No, I went and got one before. I'm good. But we do need to take a commercial break. So,
okay, we could do that.
We're going to do that. And when we come back, we're going to have a little Thanksgiving conversation here. Where are you going? What you taking? What's your favorite Thanksgiving thing? What's your least favorite Thanksgiving thing? Just give me a quip on Thanksgiving for crying out loud. Be thankful, motherfuckers. We'll be right back.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat, so good. A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey, turkey D, turkey, turkey dap. I eat the turkey and I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with the gravy and the cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and a turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave the girl BD.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. Little Adam Sandler for you. Platt, we're going to start with you. You know how this game works. Where are you going? What you taking? What's your favorite Thanksgiving food you're looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, I'm at the crib, man. We're doing a family thing. We're not actually going to have any family here, so it's just going to be the three of us, and a few friends might come over as well. Thanksgiving actually is going to be a collaborative deal this year. Amber is going to do the greens, the green beans, the mac and cheese. I'm going to be responsible for the turkey. She wants me to throw some pinto beans in the crock pot. And my dish.
How are you going to make that turkey? You're going to cockspatch that bitch?
Pop. No, this is what we're going to do, man. So we're going to massage melted butter underneath the skin.
After you cockspatch it? And then we're going to...
No, we're not going to splatter cock it, what you're talking about.
Tony, just because he's a Browns fan does not mean every single masseuse thing has to be overly sexual.
It's where you pull the backbone out.
Three, bitch, how's your team?
It's where you pull the backbone out and you get two pieces and it's flatter. It cooks more even.
I think you've got it backwards there, Tony.
Yeah, I know. It's spatter-cocking.
We got the second best record on this podcast.
I know, it sounds better, doesn't it?
Gosh, there's your title massage, for your episode, Chuddy. Cockspatch.
Nah, man, this is what y'all do. Real shit, I'm about to give y'all some game real quick, man. So you massage melted butter underneath the skin of the turkey, and then you massage the skin with olive oil. It gives another extra layer of moisture, plus it's easier for the seasonings to stick to it. So this is the key right here. So you put it in the oven at 450. For about 25, 30 minutes, we're ignoring Ray right now. And then after that 25, 30 minutes, you drop the oven down to 350, cover it up, and then you baste it every 10 to 15 minutes. That way, it makes sure that the skin is crispy, but the meat inside is going to be juicy, tender, and flavorful. But the thing that I'm most proud of is my stuffing, and I say that, or dressing. I don't know what black people call it. I get confused, stuffing. But it's the same thing. Thank you.
If you're from the South, it's stuffing. Yeah.
But
I love that Ray had to respond to his blackness.
Real quick though. Well,
and now for the hearing impaired in the news today. In the news today.
But real quick though, man, this is other than my gumbo. This is probably the dish that I make that I'm most proud of because I make the cornbread literally from scratch. So I'm excited about
that.
Well,
I want to thank Butterball for sending the representative Chris Platt here. He'll be on the line all holiday season for any of your cooking needs. That's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Ray, what do you got going on?
And make sure you use the code MelonFarmer.
Yeah, for 20% Melon
discount on your Butterball turkey.
Pop.
You going to massage that turkey with your toes?
Oh, gross.
Number one, Dan, you got to ring the bell for Dave because that was funny.
Yeah.
And then ring the bell for yourself because I'm literally going to stick my foot in it.
That's gross. I'm going to text Kriva to make sure she knows that you stuck your foot in the bird before she eats it.
Note to self. Don't go to the flats.
Don't eat it. No, man. Don't eat the turkey. Nah, you don't have to host. Don't worry about it. We'll cook. Ray, go ahead. Lay it on us. What do you got going on?
Well, let me tell you something. No, I don't give a fuck about this holiday.
Really? Okay. Cool.
I will tell you, I really want to cut a promo on turkey. Because turkey's overrated as fuck. I love turkey, but not on Thanksgiving. Eat that shit the rest of the year. By the way, people, you know you can be thankful 364 other fucking days of the year. It's okay to say somebody, hey, thank you. Watch this. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, Andrew. Thank you for being awesome, bro.
Oh, thank you, Ray. That's really nice.
Dave, thank you for our conversations we have all the time. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for your insomnia, Ray, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't get these crazy late night messages going on. And you're the man, Ray. Hey, I don't care what variant you are. You are the man.
You're the man. Hey, Dan. Thank you for being my favorite person on the chair shot.
No more. You're done. You're done. Your time's up. You're hey, being a,
AJ,
you're being a
thank
turkey.
You for having shitty ass, thank you for having
shitty ass trivia.
Trivia?
Thanks for your shitty trivia.
Thanks for your shitty. There we go. Shitty ass sounds
like it's on my toes. Yes.
Are you thanking Platt for abducting you?
Thank you. thank you for being black and for having my room ready when I get there. And Tony,
you're welcome. Thanks for being black. You bet.
Oh, now you wanna go with the joke.
Is the thumb goal? Because the thumb goal,
we broke the past.
Is the thumb goal here or here or here?
Yeah,
No. Yeah. You want the same thing.
Tony, the only reason why you are black is if they put the negative feature on a picture.
The next meeting is in March, sir, so you're going to have to justify your life.
I was just about to tell them.
Get your case together, sir.
Is that because we like the march?
And he's going to be like, sorry, I got in a fight at your Black Panther meeting.
Dan, you got to ring the bell twice for Tony and Dave, man. That shit was hilarious.
PC Gump right here.
Andrew, what about you? What are you doing tomorrow? Are you just kicking it like Ray? You don't care? Or you got shit going on like Platt?
I'm doing like a Friendsgiving kind of thing.
Friendsgiving thing. What's your favorite Thanksgiving thing? Because a lot of people, it's not the turkey, so I always want to know.
It's not the turkey, even though I'm not as much of a hater of the turkey as Ray.
Yeah, but Ray's literally...
Mine would have to be the cranberry sauce. The cranberry sauce is where it's at.
Ray's
I know that was your answer?
Ray's literal quote on...
Because you lived with me for like 20 years, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, like 25, give or take.
Ray's literal quote was, though, I want to go off on turkey... It's so overrated, but I love it. But it's just overrated. I don't want to eat it on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
That's how you feel about CM Punk, isn't it, Tony?
Jesus, I don't really give a shit about CM Punk.
I think that's how everyone feels about CM Punk.
I just like to stir the pot there.
About Tyler Perry.
AJ, what's going on with you?
We're gonna do like a lunch with. In the house with Chantel and her dad, and then later on we're going to go to her mom's house for some turkey and everything. And yes, I'm in the same boat as Andrew. Cranberry sauce is probably my favorite thing of Thanksgiving because we live like 10-15 minutes away from the Ocean Spray factory in Bordentown. So yeah, we got like basically freshly made cranberry sauce from a can, if that makes sense.
Wait a second. So the Ocean Spray factory is based, or the Ocean Spray conglomerate is based out of Utah.
There was a factory in Bordentown though, because it was
in New Jersey.
In
just the top
yeah,
all
like
of that.
10-15 minutes. We could just drive there, and it's like, hey, look, you get some cranberry sauce.
Back in Jersey. Do you know what state?
No, he's in Utah
produces.
Still. But when he was in Jersey, it was like 15 minutes away.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. I apologize.
What state produces
I'm
the most
sucker?
Raymond for a joke. Christ. Let's go. You trying to talk, buddy? Yeah. You invited 57 people onto this thing. You ain't going to talk. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's
about
your
it.
Own it's... fault there. Especially with Andrew and I on the same podcast, you're not going to talk.
No. Especially with Chris and I on the same podcast.
Oh, and so he decides to mute us.
No, don't.
How you doing, Dan? How's it going up there, buddy?
Wonderful.
Oh, the most cranberries are produced in Wisconsin. That's all I wanted to say.
No, try again.
Dave, what about you? What's going on with you over there at the House of Ungar? You'll have to unmute yourself. I'm sorry, I just went on.
Yeah,
screen.
I know.
It was
I know.
Undeserved.
You muted your best friend.
Undeserved mute for you there, sir.
What is this? Oh, you're
it
not
says
Patrick.
You're not Patrick.
Good
and
one,
you
Ray.
Thanked everybody here, but and you were thankful for everybody here but me.
Where's your dry erase board, Ray? That it doesn't work on paper. But anyway.
I have my locks on my dry erase board. So I thought
you.
I came to do my job, and apparently I got called into a whole nother job. So I'm just saying, and Tony, I taught you too damn much to be thankful for you.
Dave, Thanksgiving, quick.
We're thankful for Tony?
What
bullshit lie is this?
I got vetoed as far as like barbecuing turkey this year. So we're going to go to, get this, Ray, we're going to African American Angus tomorrow for Thanksgiving dinner. So let that sink in, Ray. Remember BWN this last week.
What?
Bad enough that Andrew
He's got
and
it.
I say that Black Friday.
I missed it.
African American Angus.
African American Angus.
So y'all going to Dwight Howard's house?
No, God damn it.
That's African American.
Black Angus.
That's right. No, that's African American anus.
after that's Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's fair, actually.
Where's my hey, DP? DP, where's my rim job shot?
Apparently, you're going to have a good rim job if you're going over to Dave's.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Dwight's.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
You're going to get rotisserie at Dwight's. That's how that one works, Donnie.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Dwight,
Andrew,
live
he's
going to
get cock-spatched over at Dwight's house. There you go.
Platt, you're just happy Dwight came out with it because it's the story that you don't have to tell off air.
There you go.
DP, save us here. What do you have for Thanksgiving over there at the Thunderdome?
Everybody's coming over here. I've got two birds soaking in some brine right now. I like
you
to do a turkey.
You have one stone?
And I do a duck. Well, cup, it's on the smoker.
DP, thanks for representing the grillers out here. I just want to acknowledge you. You are my tribal chief this year.
Acknowledge me.
I do the every year. I usually try and change up the brine or the seasoning every year. So it always turns out phenomenal. The Dillinator makes all the sides. She's phenomenal at that. And we'll have everybody here and have an awesome Thanksgiving. And honestly, Ray, this is the only day that I eat turkey all year. So
it's ironic because right now I have sliced turkey deli meat in the fridge.
I was just about to say, you can even confirm with Andrew, usually turkey deli meat, I don't eat.
Dan, you got to send me pictures, though, of the grilled turkey, man, because I want to do that, but I'm a coward because when I do my stuffing, I need the turkey stock that, you know, that cooks in the pan for my stuffing. But I want to do a grilled turkey one of these years.
You smoke the turkey, put a foil pan underneath it and catch all the drippings, and you use that as your stock. It's wonderful.
Touche. You still got
to do it. It's the way to do it, man. I'm going to try the duck out of rotisserie this year as well. Bought the rotisserie attachment for my smoke.
That's how I sleep.
Nice.
I'm going to try it out.
You got to have a drip pan for the duck too, man, because the duck is super fatty. So you got to, get all that fat out. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Every year we used to do duck, ham, and turkey. We didn't do duck this year, but yeah.
I was about to say, for some reason, ham is like a popular substitute for Thanksgiving for some reason.
Ham is Christmas, yeah. So
it's very Christmasy. I'm not going to deny that.
No, people do turkey and ham. I don't eat pork anymore, so I can't do it. But that's a normal Thanksgiving.
Chris does a turkey ham, Dan.
I heard about you converting to Judaism, Chris. Welcome. Oh my God. Mazel tov and l'chaim.
L'chaim, brother. Hey, Dan, for real, I want pictures, man. Holler at me. Send me some pictures.
We'll do.
Sadly, our brother Chris decided he has like a really bad throat infection, but he has the Canasta game to die for.
Hey, man, you see the beard, man. I'm going full Hasidic, all right?
All right, here's what we're going
to
do.
Hanukkah's on the 7th, Chris. That's all you have to remember.
There you go.
We're going to take one last quick commercial break. When we come back, Andrew, Ray, and I, we give our locks every week. I think we're just kind of give them and let you guys go ahead and give your thoughts on the NFL a little real quick. And we'll put a nice little bow on this Thanksgiving extravaganza. Because what's Thanksgiving weekend without Survivor Series, eating way too much, and the NFL? DWI 403 will be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
They're back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Boom! Ready? Down! Hut!
All right, here we go. A little NFL talk this week. Andrew, what do you got on your top five power rankings this week?
I thought you said locks. Now I have to click a whole different screen. Give me a second.
Well, while he's doing that, can you play Andrew's drop? That's my favorite drop.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say something, Chris. I know you do.
I do. Andrew, all jokes aside, my brother, it's great to see you, man.
You know, I agree with that. I'm thankful that we were able to get this back together. You know, haven't seen you in a hot minute. It's been, over a year.
I'm also going to say this because to my memory, because I've been drinking a shit ton of moonshine.
And you don't have a good memory to begin with, so yeah, keep going.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've seen Andrew since I've moved.
Oh, look at us bringing people together.
Aww, us. Bringing families together.
Us. To look at us bringing people guys. Together.
Right here. At Cox Batch Airlines. We bring families together.
Oh, AJ, right, go. Shut up right and there. Go. AJ, shut up and go soak your girl. And you know what I'm talking about, AJ. You've been there with those Mormons long enough. You know what I'm talking about when I say
shake them up, shake them up, shake them up.
I'm going to say this because Tony said the same thing as soon as I said I would move to Utah. One, I curse too fucking much, and two, I drink too fucking much, so I can't be Mormon.
You're like Mormon adjacent, you still know what we're talking about.
All right. Come on, let's get through this.
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, fine. So I have, for the top five, you know, as much as I want to troll Ray, I'm not going to because it's a larger show and we don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, it's not the Browns or the Commanders. Like the
21st best team in the league right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was totally going to have the Steelers somehow above you just because they fired Matt Canada, just because it would be fucking funny, but it's not the right show for that.
Oh,
so,
blow me. Did you see what happened the last 2 weeks, Melon Farmer?
The Steelers are trash, but they find ways to win games more often than not, which is confusing, which is just fun to piss off Ray. But
did they find a way to win on Sunday, sir?
More often than not.
No. I'm literally talking about Sunday, sir. Did they find a way to win?
Oh, that's why they fired Matt Canada and everybody in Pittsburgh rejoiced.
Exactly.
It's a national holiday for Pittsburgh right now. I can confirm it. It's only 6 hours to the west for me. So top five, real quick and dirty. I've got Eagles, Niners, Ravens, Lions, Chiefs.
Wait, say that again? Holy shit.
Lions? Number two?
Eagles, Niners.
Niners, yeah.
So Philly, San Fran, Baltimore, Detroit, KC.
Okay, you drop KC.
How is KC? Whoa, how is KC number one and they just lost to the Eagles?
This plan.
No.
Don't even worry about it.
Number one down.
Yo.
I did one down. I didn't do five up.
You're absolutely right.
I didn't do five up. I did one down because he just wanted a quick and dirty top five. Yeah. So one is Eagles, 2 is Niners, 3 is Ravens, 4 is Lions, 5 is Chiefs.
DP, Dave, what do you guys think?
I'd probably put Dallas ahead of Detroit right now, but otherwise it's a pretty solid list.
All right, DP, give your quick NFL take. DP's got to go.
You know how much it hurts me to say that, too.
DP's going to check out early here. He's got to go tend to his birds. Give us your final take here, your NFL take this year.
Take this year? I'll just you guys do your picks locks of the week. I'll do my locks of the week. How about that?
Sure.
Ooh.
They're all Thanksgiving Day, baby. Niners minus 7, Cowboys minus 13.5, and unfortunately, I have to go against my Packers and say Lions minus 7.5.
Wow.
All cover, and all probably unders as well.
How do you feel about that 13.5 point spread, Ray?
Probably earned.
All right, DP.
The Dallas-Washington game is 13.5?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'll say this. The Commanders play much better on the road than they do at home.
All right.
Houston play much better to the Giants. The Giants are thrown out like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they play better against better teams. They play down to their opposition. Not to say they're good because they suck.
There's a notorious story between Andrew and I's grandfather where the then Redskins made him lose money.
All right,
on Thanksgiving.
DP's
got to go. Say goodbye, DP. Bye, everybody. DP, see you later.
Hey, DP, happy Thanksgiving, man.
We'll wrap up the show without you. Go check on your duck.
I gotta bring my birds out.
Both the Eagles and the Falcons. Yeah.
Just hang up. This is really getting awkward. He's still up in the upper corner there.
And you better send me pictures of that bird, by the way. Is it off?
It's a good thing this is a radio podcast, not a video podcast. Whew.
All right. I also have the Lions minus 7.5. I got the Steelers minus 1.5 at Cincinnati with Joe Burrow out. And I'll take the Jaguars heading to Houston to cover 1.5. Ray, what did you have this week?
By the way, Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, Dallas. Tough loss.
Okay.
I got the Texans plus 1.5.
Oh.
I got the Eagles minus 3. And I got the Raiders plus 9.
Okay.
I do not trust this Chiefs offense to win games by more than a touchdown.
Go ahead, Chris. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, number one, shout out to the NFL for giving us a Black Friday game. That was a brilliant idea. And
African American Friday.
Hip-hop.
Get it right, Chris. Get it right, Chris.
And I understand why, you know, the Jets have had so many primetime games this year because we all thought that A.A. Brown was going to be involved in this. But that's your lock of the week right there. Dolphins over Jets. Take the points. Take them outright. That's the lock of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
9.5?
Double-digit cover?
Have you seen Zach Wilson?
He's not playing. Tim Boyle started.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's not starting, sir.
Yeah, it's not Zach.
Even better!
Is it?
We don't even know.
You can't get much worse than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, he couldn't even run backwards last game.
The only way he can get worse than Zach Wilson is Nathan Peterman.
The Peterman.
Andrew. Andrew, what are your locks so I can write them down?
I apologize, Tony. Just real quick, what's the guy's name again that's starting for the Jets?
Tim Boyle. He was Aaron Rodgers.
Joe Namath is starting, Chris.
He was Aaron Rodgers' backup in Green Bay, so he knows Nathaniel Hackett's offense.
He sounds like the stunt coordinator on the Harry Potter movies. Come on, man.
Ken O'Brien's making a comeback, Chris.
All well and good, but you think Mike Williams, or whatever the... God, I don't even remember the fucking Dolphins head
Chad
coach.
Chad Pennington's not walking through that door. Andrew, give me your picks.
Hey, Tony, Richard Todd is making a comeback.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Get out of here.
All right, I'll just shut the fuck up on
the
head.
The Dolphins coach.
Richard Todd.
You should have said Mike McDaniels, Adam.
Fucking, they'd be better off
Thanks,
with
bud.
Sweeney Todd. Richard Todd.
Hey, whoa,
Andrew,
whoa, whoa.
What do you got?
You
locks. What
do
you
Sweeney locks? Todd.
Oh, my locks? Because I stopped caring. So it's the I stopped caring about locks in September. So I'm going to be a homer and pick the Bucks over the Colts because fuck it. Sean Payton appreciation lock. So Broncos over the Browns because who the fuck are they starting? And if you can't beat Tunney, you lose to Ray Lock for the Ravens to beat the Chargers because the Chargers are fucking ass.
Fuck you very much, by the way.
That works.
You're on like your third or fourth quarterback because you can't fucking keep anybody healthy. How is that an insult?
Yeah, I was going to say Deshaun Watson's on like surgery or some shit.
He is. Oh, he's out for the season.
Yeah, him and Joe Burrow both. So you're just
he's out for the season. PJ Walker threw like one touchdown and 57 interceptions and still found a way to win two games. So proud of him for that.
Where's Bernie Kosar? Can we
Bernie Kosar? Did you hear what
Brian Sipes got it somewhere?
Brian Sipes
did
it.
Did you
play for y'all or was it the Bengals?
That was the Bengals.
Is Otto Graham still alive?
Jim Brown.
That was the last time you guys were good was Otto Graham, so you got to get him back.
Yo, y'all can't act like the Browns don't have talent. Like, you see the talent.
Talent is defensive.
Yeah, talent is Myles Garrett. And Nick Chubb.
And Nick Chubb is hurt.
Ernest Binder, I think, is healthy if you need him.
Oh, there you go.
Ozzie Newsome, he can go into tight end, man.
Ozzie gets two catches.
Promising Brown.
Josh,
get the 2 for 15, I promise.
How about Josh Gordon get reinstated yet?
I don't want to hear shit when the Browns make the playoffs this year and
the
win
third
a game.
Promising Brown is on a new team, and it's called Buccaneers.
Okay. All right, Chris. The Browns might make the playoffs because that defense is legit, but are they winning a game in the playoffs?
This is the thing, Andrew. Like, because I think they're going to lose this week at Denver as well. I was just fucking with you.
No, that's
yes,
fair.
Not only are they going to make the playoffs, they're going to win a game because this is what's going to happen. They're going to end up in that. They're going to end up in the 5 seed because, you know, the top 4 seeds are all the division winners. So they're going to end up number 5, which means they're going to play either Jacksonville or Houston. And those are both very, very winnable games. Come on now.
Have you called Derek Anderson lately? I think he's available. Well, slaying that ball,
bro.
I
did call him. Tell Ray to lick my balls.
Tim Collins.
They got Jose Fleco. Right now.
Derek Anderson.
Jose Fleco. Let's go.
Good old Joe Skinny.
So skinny, so good. No cuidado at all.
Hey, okay. All jokes aside, man, number one defense, number one in special teams, number two in rushing. They have pieces. Like, the team is designed to win now. They're loaded. Obviously, the quarterback position hasn't worked out for anybody this year that is a Browns fan. That's fair. And DTR, he's going to probably have to throw a pass farther than 5 yards. To try to win for the rest of the season.
And that's risky right there. That's the problem.
I was about to say, Deshaun Watson's not bad. It's just...
He's hurt.
No,
he's not going to play.
He's
for
out.
The rest
yeah,
of the year.
He was bad.
Okay, but he was coming back, though, kind of bad. Like, he started to look better. And, like, when he had a bone chip in his fucking rotator cuff, he went 14-14 in that second half.
It's just like Joe Burrow. He still looks good. It's just he's fucked.
Well, but now they're using the UPS driver backup motherfucker who came up with the fucking couch.
But look at the Browns' schedule moving forward. Like, they're in Denver. That's a tough game. They're probably going to lose that, okay? They have Chicago on the schedule. They stink. You got Cincinnati. Mine is Joe Burrow. And then you got
the Rams don't know who the fuck they are, so that's when.
Oh, and the Rams don't know who the fuck they are. And then you got Jacksonville and Houston. Like, there's a path for the Browns to win 10
The Browns can trip into the playoffs, but that doesn't mean they're a playoff team.
Hold on, real quick.
That kind of
does
if they
make
the
playoffs.
They're
a playoff
team. Like, what the fuck?
Tim Tebow doesn't get any credit for being a playoff quarterback,
and
he
was 8-8 on the Broncos.
All right,
beat the Steelers in overtime.
We've talked way too much about the Cleveland Browns already. So Ray, go ahead. You don't say the last thing. We're gonna move on.
Real quick. I have to get off the phone with Fox. Brady Quinn is available if you need him.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He's ready.
Jesus Christ. No.
He's ready.
Guys.
Brady Quinn comes on these balls.
Thank you all for coming on. I had a great time. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go around the horn. Give a last quick take if you want on whatever you want, and then let everybody know what you got going on. We will start with Dave Ungar.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. We've talked it into the ground. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Listen to everything on thechairshot.com. It is a pleasure to see you guys, especially Andrew. It's been, Jesus, I don't even remember when, sir. It is great to see you. Chris, always great to see you. The rest of you guys, I see you too damn much. So happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Fair.
I love you, AJ. You know that. But happy Thanksgiving. I don't give two fucks if Punk returns or not. I just want Saturday to be done. Have a great card, and let's move on with our lives. That's it, Tony. That's all I got, man.
Well said. Ray.
Well, first and foremost, I'm thankful for every time we all get together with Platt. We all collectively as a record label and a motherfucking crew shit on the Cleveland Browns. Brings me joy every time. That's my Thanksgiving. Secondly, in all seriousness, Andrew's had a hell of a fucking year this year, so I'm so fucking thankful that my brother is here with me. Platt has had so much going on in his personal life, so I'm really fucking glad that my brother's here with me. All of us have had our own respective crazy years. Tony got a new job. Dave is trying not to get burned down by the fires and not trying to fight Mickey Mouse every damn day. AJ's trying not to get 15 wives, I guess. Is that what y'all do down there? I don't know. But sure. But I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my website. I'm thankful for all these people. And yeah, Tony, you're dumbass too. I'm very thankful for you. I love you all as much as I joke that I hate to come on the show. You know I don't. I'd rather be doing other shit, but I don't hate coming on the show. Big difference. But I'm very thankful for you all. I'm very thankful to be a part of this. I'm very thankful that you guys care to want me on, because y'all could be like, fuck that dude. So thank you for that. And to finish it off, don't follow me. Follow, go to www.onlyfans.com/pros and toes. What's it? Pros and toes. Support my brother. Hey, my kid's grown. He got a baby. Fashion's expensive. I've seen it with my old eyes.
Andrew, how about you?
I'm not really pushing anything, but yeah, like everybody said, it is nice to see everybody. It's been a hot minute for a few of us here, and definitely good to see you again, Chris. Like it's been a little longer, I think, since I've seen you than everybody else. So this was nice to get it all back together. Thanksgiving kind of was apt. So I'm glad we did this. Good job, Tony.
Way to go. Christopher.
Hey man, I love each and every one of you guys on here. You guys are not just my friends, you're my brothers, and I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all. And I'm also thankful that y'all put up with my eccentricities. I know that's not a word.
And
my
eccentricities?
Man, thank you. And my picadillos, man. And it's just great to see each and every one of y'all. And let's just keep it moving, man. Mwah to all of y'all.
AJ.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I mean, I like seeing all you guys on podcasts. I like interacting with everybody, especially Platt, Ray, who I don't usually see on the DWI every now and again, Dave, the best friend, and hey, Drew made his debut on DWI finally after 403 episodes.
Yeah, that is a weird statement still. That is weird.
It is still very weird, but I'm not gonna lie. That's probably the most happy that I am on podcasting, is I actually get to do a podcast with my brother every now and again. Granted, it's a one-off at the moment, but I'm still thankful for everybody here. You can follow the podcast at DWI Podcast on Twitter. All that fun jazz. You can follow all of us. DWI?
It is. I was
it is
there.
DWI. Yeah. I had too much moonshine.
Yes, you have. You're awesome, AJ. We love you.
As the show's gone on, Andrew's right eye, or AJ's right eye is just kind of starting to close a little bit more as we go along.
Well, that's also because my right eye is fucked.
I thought it was also because your glasses are a little cockeyed, so your eye is, you know, kind of.
Oh no, that's
adjusting.
Only because I just broke them because the dog just jumped up on my face, and so now I don't
have.
Oh, that's
the excuse. That's the excuse.
That's the excuse I'm going with.
Yeah. Do we need to go to the glasses graveyard? you know, because it's not the first time this has happened.
It's certainly not the last.
There we go.
No.
If we log off, AJ is going to go have an orgy with Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh my God. Like I said, I know that the joke is Utah's Mormon as fuck, but I drink too much and I swear too much to be Mormon, so.
What would you even call a Mormon orgy? Is that just like a soak fest?
It's called country and rock and roll.
country spelled without.
You can be a little bit country and a little. I got it.
I was gonna call it a morgy. All right.
Yeah, that works.
All right. You can follow Dave at Attitude Ag. You can follow Chris at The Real C Play. You can follow Ray at It's Ray Catch. You can follow Andrew at IWC Warchief. AJ Belaz at Phenomenal AJB. Don't forget about DPP. Send your hate mail to that guy. Why, Dave?
Yeah, because fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
And if you want to send a hate mail to Ray,
he can be thankful that I don't kick his ass. All right, in all seriousness, thank you guys. Everybody have a fun, safe, and happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to wear your stretchy pants. And long live Lord Football.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.